You may know him from such shows as The Shebang and Fifi Fev and Byron. Or not.
Quite a big deal. See the club don't bump till he turns
up, and the bass and the speakers get turned up. Strap yourself in, because now it's Byron Cook all on his own for one show only. 14 days stay turned up till the mother BC turns up. Byron Cook. One show only.
First up, want to give a shout out to Joel Fletcher and Reese Lowe out of Melbourne, your hometown boys. Want to thank them for letting me use their track on this little one show only project. Dudes, I really appreciate it. Turn Up, Joel Fletcher and Reese Lowe featuring Savage, available to stream and download right now.
And Savage Record, Turn Up, with Byron Cook. One show early, you big dummy. You know how we do it.
So why did my marriage fail?
If you were an innocent bystander looking at what happened.
It's a question that MTV's Dr. Drew Pinsky is going to ask straight up to my face while my ex-wife also sits in the room and has a chat about it too.
What do you figure went wrong in that relationship?
Wow. I mean, I proposed to Chrissy, it'd probably be about 8 or 9 weeks after I met her.
Oh, jeez.
You will hear the entire awkward conversation before the end of one show only. And up in the next 5 minutes...
She's already racked up over 15 million Facebook views.
Mum, have you ever had girl-on-girl action?
Oh, Brianna, I'm in. Enough!
Viral sensation Bree Thomasell joins forces with Byron.
Just so we're clear, that's a no on Leslie action.
Oh, shut up, Brianna!
To yet again shock her mother.
Bree and her mum after my first guest, who I love. Straight up, this guy I reckon is the most likeable dude in Australian sport. He happens to be from Texas. He has come into Australia and he is a sensation. He is number 46 for the Collingwood Football Club. He plays in the forward line and at 6'11" is the tallest player in the AFL. He's also the only American playing in the AFL. Superstar Mason Cox.
Mason Cox from 50 metres. No problem. The USA man goes huge from downtown. Mason Cox has got 5 on Queen's birthday.
Audio courtesy of Triple M Football. I have my good mate Mason Cox in the studio with me right now. We're about to put a phone call through to my son, Zephyr, who lives in Los Angeles with my ex-wife. He is 10 years of age and there's something really nice between the three of us. So let's just put the call through to Zephyr right now.
Hi.
Hey, Zephyr, how are you? It's Daddy and Mason Cox.
Hey, Dad, how are you? Hey, Mason.
Hey, how's it going, Zephyr? How you been, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, doing really well. What are you up to?
I've just been waiting for you guys to call me.
Mason, now that Zephyr is on the phone and we're together, I want to thank you publicly and personally for such a special day where you gave Zephyr and myself a really intimate tour of Collingwood's football operations. Zephyr got to spend a half day with you when he visited me last winter in Melbourne, came over with his mum. Mate, it was such a memorable day. He talks about it every day. Thank you for what you did for us.
No, man, I was more than happy to do it. You're one of those guys, and I was thinking about this walking over here, you're one of those guys just always happy, and whenever you're around Zephyr, it definitely just shows. And it was one of those things that, you know, the genuine happiness between the two of you, I was happy to show you around.
Such a good day. Zephyr, what was your favourite part of the day that we spent with Mason there at Collingwood?
Well, I thought it was really cool because, you know, like, we got to learn a lot of cool stuff that we didn't even know about Australian football. And it was really interesting seeing the team actually training, and I've never seen anything like it before, so I thought it was really fun, and everyone was super nice, so yeah, it was amazing.
We went and visited the sports scientists, and the way that they, I don't want to give away too many trade secrets about the way Collingwood operate, but we got to see printouts of all the players and all the statistics, and remember the present that Mason gave you, Zephyr? Can you remember what Mason gave to you?
Awesome shoes.
You got the big signed autographed silver boots, remember?
You fit in those yet?
They're a bit big, but I'm sure I'll grow into them.
That might take a while. What do you reckon, Zephyr, as an American kid who's into all the American sports, what might you and all your friends at school like about AFL? An American kid who knew nothing about the sport, how could we get them interested? How could we sell it to them?
It's kind of like running around the court in basketball, except the field is much bigger and you're trying to kick it into the goal, just like soccer. So it's kind of like they'll get some of the parts and then some of the parts they're going to learn and eventually get better at. So that's why I think it'd be good for American kids.
When you guys, Mason, off the ball, are just kind of half throat punching each other off the ball and it's completely fine. I remember Zephyr watching it once going, are they allowed to do that,
that
Dad?
Okay?
Like, don't you think that's hilarious, Zephyr, when they start sort of pushing each other, like really aggressively, and no one cares?
Yeah, that's also why I think it's similar to soccer and football, because there's a bunch of rough housing and tackling. And like in soccer, there's a lot of fighting and a lot of driving and people punching each other.
This is how we get it promoted to children. Yeah. There's lots of fighting, and that's a good thing, kids. Remember that always. Fighting is really, really good. And I think that's the lesson, isn't it, Zephyr?
Yep.
100%, that's it, you got it.
Oh, Z, thanks so much for chatting to us. It's do you think it's pretty cool that we have a friend like Mason who's all the way from Texas and understands Australia but also understands America? It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty cool because it connects with you, but then it also connects with me and a bunch of other American children.
Oh, good boy. And, oh, I just remembered the other awesome part. Because Z's also a mad NBA fan and he loves his LA Clippers, remember what we did towards the end? Because those who don't know, Mason Cox played college hoops and he's 6'11" tall.
Yeah, 6'11".
Can you share with everyone what we got to do inside the Holden Center there?
I believe we did actually play some basketball with Mason Cox. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you had Lob City going. You were like Chris Paul and he was DeAndre Jordan. Remember you were throwing him up lobs and he was just stuffing them, remember?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Also, he's the exact same height as DeAndre Jordan, so it kind of does work out.
Oh, Zeph knows that DeAndre Jordan is 6'11". Oh, mate, on a separate show, although we're doing this for one show only, so some other time, I'll get Zephyr on just to reel through all the sporting stats that he knows. He is unbelievable. Going into the NBA playoffs, you had your own bracket, didn't you, Zephyr?
Yeah, and I knew it was Cavs Warriors, so...
Same thing.
Good on you, Z, man. I love you, mate.
Love you, Dad.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Mason.
Foreign invaders like Mason Cox are stealing Aussie sporting jobs.
This is a very, very big opportunity at talent.
In the next 5 minutes, we reveal how much worse it's going to get.
I don't like it.
Byron Cook, one show only.
Also coming up, Dr. Drew Pinsky gives myself and my ex-wife some insights as to why our marriage failed.
You confused intensity for love.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be great fun. We'll both be there to listen in on his insights. My next guest is a viral sensation. Over 15 million Facebook views, and that's just for two of her recent videos.
Mum, have you ever had girl-on-girl action?
Oh, Brianna, I'm in! Enough!
She happens to be a radio mate of mine. Her name is Bree Thomasill, and she's in the studio with me for Byron Cook, one show only. Bree, a lot of people want to be famous, me included. Okay, I'm going to ask you straight up, how do we become famous, preferably on Facebook?
I really don't know. I think, to be honest, in the world that we live in today, people are obsessed with just realness. On a TV show, you get like the edited version, whereas I think what I'm posting on Facebook at the moment is just realness. It's done on my iPhone. It's with my mother. I capture her real reactions. It's never fake. Like, people always say to me, oh, are you faking it? In some instances in my life, maybe, but not in this one.
We said we wouldn't talk about that. It was one night that we had.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, I had to bring it up.
Absolutely beside the point. In fact, from memory now, you've switched sides. I think you've got a girlfriend, so I've really...
Yes, no.
Yeah, I really...
You really let down the team.
Sorry about that. Let's have a listen to a bit more of what is one of the hottest videos on Facebook.
Hey, Mum.
Yes, Brianna.
Do you know what bukkake means?
No, but I dread to think. Oh, Brianna!
Didn't tell you what the dirty Sanchez is.
Honestly.
Oh, man, what you whispered. Glad we didn't hear it. But look, I mean, Brie, I have to ask you, was that a reaction you just suddenly got when you through a phone into your mum's face, or is that how you've always sort of interacted together as mother and daughter?
I think, to be honest, the relationship you see on the videos is exactly what my mum's and my relationship is. It's real, and I've always just tormented her. Her whole life, so she's really got the shits, and I've just captured that now on video.
Well, what we can do now, you've done it online successfully, why don't we now do it on Byron Cook One Show Only? Let's give your mum Di a call. And,
oh, she'll love this.
I guess ask her for her side of the story, because, I mean, you've given us your side. I'd imagine this whole series would be incredibly annoying for her.
This is interesting, because I don't think I've ever really asked her about it.
You're right. Well, Di's on the line. Mum, do you even know when Bree's recording? Do you recognise that there's a phone in front of you?
No, I was not conscious of it at all, because she does it all the time, Byron.
I like to drug her before I video her, so she's very out of it.
Excuse me, Brianna.
There she goes again. But the thing is, Brie, and I want to throw it to you, as Di listens in on our conversation. Let's just pretend she can't hear us right now. She seems to still be shocked by anything you say, but it's all you ever do.
See, I can do anything and she'll still be shocked by it, which is, she's copped it her whole life, so I don't really understand what's still shocking her, really.
But you're still shocked by her, Di. I mean, how is that even possible? What?
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. I thought I'd put you on hold. Sorry, Di. We were just slagging you off behind your back.
Byron, my answer to that is I live in hope. I live in hope that someday, you know, I can have my claim to fame for about 2 minutes.
Well, you've certainly had that. In fact, Brie, you've got to tell me, and I don't know if there's any left, and if there are, the worldwide audience of Byron Cook One Show Only are going to snap these up. I believe it's gone so far that you've put your mum on promotional T-shirts with, of course, and I'll drop the hook of her most famous catchphrase.
Oh, Brianna! Oh!
Oh, Brianna, I believe, is now on a promotional T-shirt, Brie?
Yeah, mum had no idea about the T-shirts, ordered absolutely hundreds of them, and they're sold out, Byron. People are asking for more, but I don't have any more. I've sold them out.
Did you get any kickbacks from that, Di? I mean, she's profiting from your image and your catchphrase.
Nothing, Byron. I'm still show me the money. Oh. And who would want me on their chest?
Well, everyone wants you on their chest.
People love your face on their areola, mum.
Oh,
it's a great
Brianna, I'm in
Actually, I think this would be a nice way to end this. Of course, follow Brie Thomasell on Facebook, which hundreds of thousands of people do already. Get around everything that Brie is up to. Brie, can you just riff with her for a while and see how many times we can shock her, and I will award you with a point every time you can get an Aubriana.
Okay,
if you get 5 Aubrianas, we'll send you some sort of Byron Cook One Show Only coffee mug. Okay, good luck.
I'm into it.
60 seconds. Try and get her 5 times.
Hey, Mum, you there?
Yes, Brianna.
Guess what? I got called into HR yesterday because I touched a guy's penis here at work.
Oh, Brianna, no.
I grazed it with my elbow. I felt his ball sack and everything.
Oh, Brianna. Honestly.
It's 2.
How's that black hair on your nipple going? Have you got rid of that?
Brianna, no. We've been over this before and over it.
You still haven't told me if Dad's circumcised or not.
Oh,
I need to know.
No, Brianna, really. Everyone's over. No one.
You've been a delight. See you, bitch.
Jesus, catch you, Brianna, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You've
She's
won.
Done it.
Bree's
She's
won.
Done it.
And guess what? Just to make it even worse for Bree's mum, you're getting the coffee cup from Byron Cook One Show Only, and Di, as always, is getting absolutely nothing. Thanks for joining us, Di.
Oh, yes, mum, you're loving it.
Nothing is you, Byron.
Byron Cook's marriage failed.
Whoa. I wouldn't have scripted it like that.
Dr. Drew Pinsky from MTV will tell him why.
You confused intensity for love.
And his ex-wife will be there too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Byron Cook, One Show Only.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for that. That is coming up in the next 10 minutes on Byron Cook, One Show Only. My next guest is a sports consultant currently completing a PhD in the Americanization of Australian sport. He's a very smart man, and at long last, someone smart is on this show, Spencer Casimir. Welcome to Byron Cook, One Show Only.
Hey, thank you for having me, Byron. It's great to be here.
We are being invaded by foreigners, and Australian sport as we know it is over. This is a foreign invasion. We're seeing players from all over the world coming in and playing AFL and God knows what else. We're being overrun by immigrants. Your thoughts?
I would say that this is not a foreign invasion, but a foreign
invitation that Australia has made. And the reality is, if you're a very talented athlete living in a professional world, you are going to want to get your best bang for buck in a career which is very short.
Currently the only American playing AFL, Mason Cox. He was here only 10 minutes ago on Byron Cook, one show only.
How many athletes come out of there that play football or play basketball and then go into a job who are athletically gifted but don't actually come over and, you know, play sports once I finish university is a huge number.
What he touched on, this idea of a bunch of college alumni that fail to go to that next tier of professional sports, that is a rich vein, isn't it, of elite athletes that don't think they've got anywhere to go. If they were to find out that Mason's doing what he's doing, we could open up the floodgates.
This is a very, very big opportunity at talent. There is a cultural divide between Australian sport and American sport from a participatory point of view. In the US, most people do not continue to play their sport or even another sport when they're no longer eligible or able to go up to the next level or make it to the pros.
People here in Australia, their mums might still play social netball on the weekends, or dad goes and plays cricket on a Saturday afternoon. Even if he's 50 or 60, that doesn't really happen in America.
Not on the same per capita level as here. I grew up in New York. I lived in Los Angeles for 15 years. I've been here. And I can tell you that without a doubt, social club sport here is exponentially more advanced. People just culturally do not do it in the US to the same degree.
Right, so for a college athlete who thought that was the end of the line because there's no NBA offer or no NFL offer, suddenly you hear about this game called Aussie Rules Football and you might see that as another step up the ladder. Let's talk about the most likely places from which we would attract foreign talent to come and steal all our Aussie jobs in the AFL.
Take all of our jobs.
Okay, that might be overstating it, but at least taking some of them. I mean, we've seen players like Alir come through, Australian-born, but Majak Dor of a Sudanese background. Mm-hmm. So we've already seen some of that. Big Mason Cox. Would we say that western part of Africa as well as the US, are they two of the real hubs for future talent?
Africa is an interesting proposition because Africa is predominantly a soccer continent. However, that's not to say that there aren't exponentially more numbers of people that may not be the right match for the round ball, don't touch it with your hands sport.
Gotcha.
Which they did allow using the hands until I believe it was 1869 or so. We have a little controversy in the US as to our first football game.
But one day in 1869, someone said, nah, you shouldn't be touching it, I don't reckon. Just kick it.
Essentially.
Wow. Okay, so whilst a lot of African kids will grow up dreaming of Serie A or the mm-hmm. Premier League in England, maybe those who have a better physiology suited to playing AFL footy might be made aware of it and have a crack.
And I think that's true of the US and most other countries that produce a lot of high-talent individuals.
So Africa, USA... you don't see many Maoris playing AFL. I mean, you don't see many Pacific Islanders playing AFL. You know, I'd love to see a big Tongan. But I suppose, again, it's a game suited to a leaner build. You've got some really big units in the South Pacific that seem to be better suited to that hit-up style that Union and League,
I think the thing with Pacific Islanders is there's a true, genuine love of the rugby codes. Certain islands are Union, certain islands are League. But there is a genuine, genuine love of going in for a straight-on tackle. And if I can make it a little bit historic, in 1914 and in 1933, the AFL and New South Wales Rugby League came together for two meetings to talk about what would be called the Universal Football Code that would be the All-Australian played game.
Oh, wow, imagine
that would merge both of them.
Now, that would have been awesome. I guess it's a bit late now. It's been 100 and something years.
Yeah, and 1930, that's true. 1933 was too late.
This is hardly breaking news, Spencer, but it is historically relevant because we could have had one code. That would have been great.
But more than that, you have to read the issues that they were settling in order to merge the codes. One of the big things for rugby league was that the big hits stay. One of the big things for Aussie rules was that there has to be a heavy emphasis on a kicking game.
Right.
And when you're talking about a group of people who have a cultural love for a certain game, how do you move them over and say, why don't you play this game with us?
So for that reason, we will put a line through the South Pacific at the moment, and we will stick to the US and parts of Africa. How about that?
I think you go to all places that are not familiar with your game, that are containing athletes with the requisite skills or skills that can be built to come over and play the game. I think that's the best option because, again, if you don't know that you have an option to do something else, most of these guys will end up at a desk.
Should we fast-track that process, my hypothesis will come true. By 2030, there won't be one Australian playing in the AFL, but we better act quickly.
I'm not going to say that, but definitely the reality is if you want to grow and you want more of a larger competition, that does mean there will be more competition.
Good. I just want you to run with my tabloid headline. Thank you. Spencer Casimir, he is a professional sports consultant doing a PhD on the Americanization of Australian sport. Good to have you as part of the show. Thanks so much for coming in, man.
No, thank you for having me.
If you're expecting two shows, you'll be really disappointed. This is not a series. This is one show only.
With Byron Cook.
With Byron Cook.
Although if there's interest in further shows to be done, quite potentially we might consider that.
If there is interest in future shows, we might potentially consider that, and I would ask for a fee.
Well, that would be discussed.
Get out.
Thank you. Voiceover Gabby James, available for voiceovers and a great talent in her own right. This is now definitely the most awkward part and the final part of Byron Cook, one show only. It involves me being in the same room as my ex-wife, and we receive therapy from the world-famous doctor, Drew Pinsky, who you may know from MTV.
In the past, the Teen Mom OG finale specials have been a time for joy, a time for tears, a time for anger, and a time for love. What emotions will be stirred up tonight? Let us find out as we begin the Teen Mom OG reunion.
So there we go. That is the sort of program that Dr. Drew will host in America on MTV. You know him from hit shows like MTV's Teen Mom, Celebrity Rehab, Sex Rehab, and so many more. But this could be his biggest challenge. He is here with me, Byron Cook, my ex-wife, Chrissy Whalen, and we are going to work through right now some of the issues and some of the reasons that might explain why our marriage failed. Dr. Drew.
We don't know each other yet, but what do you figure went wrong in that relationship?
Wow. I mean, what do I feel went wrong in the relationship?
Figured, not even feel. If you were an innocent bystander looking at what happened,
it may have been that there were lots and lots of intense feelings, and that's great, and that's positive.
But that also can go bad.
Well, no, but it may have been rushed. I mean, look.
Okay.
I reckon I proposed to Chrissy. Oh, it'd probably be about 8 or 9 weeks after I met her.
Oh, jeez. You confused intensity for love.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And that's a common thing.
We have an awesome friendship. Like, we have so many things in common, right?
But I still feel, here's the deal. Bye. So the redhead over here on my right still has some intensity. Mm-hmm. So that means that this was sort of driven by something with her in the first place, where you get attracted to the wrong kind of guys. Is that sort of your pattern?
That would be, yes. Yeah, so, that would be correct.
Yeah, so naturally, because if you haven't really done anything about that, that's kind of feeling states will remain towards him until you resolve all that stuff that you fill with
also
the intensity.
Also, I'm Greek and Italian, so we love to hold a grudge.
I haven't gotten to the grudge yet. I'm just talking about what set this whole thing up and then why you still have some intensity roiling around. It's you.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. But there's great hope for you.
We have Zephyr, so it's fine.
And I also, right. And it's all good. And I also don't want to take away the kind of, maybe it's too strong a word, but the joy that comes with intensity sometimes. Yeah. But you have to realize you're sort of a perfect instrument. And when you feel the lightning bolts, it's going to be trouble.
You
have to figure out some intermediate zone.
What does that mean? You don't want the guy that gives you the butterflies?
Correct. or you can do it, but you know it's going to be this again, according to Byron.
Dr. Drew, I'm sitting half a meter from you. I'm in the room.
I love you. Peace and love. Peace and love.
I have a question.
I say it with peace and love.
Byron, you have to fess up too. You were like head over heels for me.
But he went right from the beginning. He said, too much, too rushed. I'm aware of it. You're still over here roiling in it a little bit. He's sort of like, my mistake. You know. And this is not any kind of criticism. I actually admire all this. And you guys are working it out. It's how it works.
So when Chrissy feels the tingles next time, the next guy is the right guy, he is in fact the wrong guy.
Correct.
Thank you.
She can have tingles. Here's the deal. She should look for tingles, but not lightning bolts. And unfortunately,
oh, I see. Oh.
I was lightning bolt. Sorry.
You
know,
we say,
don't flatter yourself.
Sorry about that.
You were lightning bolt.
Yeah.
You were.
that was the problem.
The problem is you're still a little lightning bolt. Kind of, there's a little bit of on there still.
Oh, okay.
That's, and you can't, it's good. It's all right.
Turn up with Byron Crump. One shirt early, you big dummy. You know how we do it.
Oh, there we go. Dr. Drew Pinsky, thank you so much to Dr. Drew. Thank you so much also to Ethan Behrman and the Ethan Behrman Show, KGO San Francisco. Ethan made the recording of that possible, and we really appreciate your work, Ethan. Thank you also to Chrissy, my ex-wife, to our son, Zephyr Cook, who was a big part of the show, along with Collingwood's Mason Cox, international sports consultant Spencer Casimir, and viral sensation Bree Thomasell. Byron Cook, one show only.
See the club don't bump till he turns up, and the bass and the speakers get turned up, and his whole team, they stay turned up.
That right there is not my theme song. I couldn't possibly take credit. It is a little ID version of the new single, Joel Fletcher and Reese Lowe, featuring Savage, Turn Up. It is out now.
Till the mother BC turns up.
Joel and Reese and their management, everyone involved, cleared the track so I could use that for one show only. I appreciate it, guys. Savage, dude, much love and respect to you as well. Audio imaging by Thomas Green. Voiceover, Gabby James. Artwork by Brad Guy and the team at Podcast One. Grant and Brooke, thank you for making the Podcast One studios available in South Melbourne via Omni Studio. This has been Byron Cook, one show only.